This is the station for the fans of the home teams. Pass the Bruins. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich sounds great.
Oh, really?
Less angry. And now, gluten-free.
Well, I can't have that.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nice choice.
All right, who? Get to it.
They kind of let it ride for a little bit. When do the lyrics kick in?
All right, there you go.
All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Hardy says this band, by the way, is better than Van Halen. He's insane.
They're better than Van Hagar.
He said the Who is better than Van Halen. No, he said Van Halen. Our argument, as I said, Panama is better than almost anything that the Who's done.
I think that the majority of people would agree with Hardy. I am on your side, though. Everything up through 1984 is superior. Now, the Who, most bands are better than Van Hagar.
See, no, I like Van Hagar.
Sammy Hagar is just a Guy Fieri singing stupid songs.
I think back-to-back, 5150 and 1984 are their two best albums. Back-to-back.
You can make the argument that 1984 is their best album. The best two songs they've ever made are on Fair Warning, but Fair Warning is not a very good album. All right. So, I've gotten flack at the station. I think people get upset. I say to them, look at what I go through on a daily basis. It's part of being in the business. People are constantly insulting me, and for good reason. Now, these aren't insults. This is constructive criticism. So, before, was it Tucker Silva that was screwing my computer?
Yeah. Right. He logged into your computer one day, and once again, you have the station that nobody but you uses, and right. You came in and you couldn't log in because you messed it up, and you went off on Tucker Silva.
To be fair, somebody used his login to get
it. Right. It was Christian Arcane. Used Tucker's login.
So right. it was two of the Frosting Four. It was half of the Frosting Four.
And I have five names here.
Okay, so
we have five Frosting
Four. All right, and so to
five.
Which...
The Frost Force Five.
To which our boy over here, Hook, took great offense on the air to my being upset about that.
Yes.
But here's the deal. I'm often made fun of because I'm terrible with names. I'm terrible with names in my personal life and everything else. But Rich said that he would be able to recognize the four people, but I guess there's five.
Good, okay.
That do the weekends by face. And I said, okay, I couldn't. But then I put the test to Rich.
Yeah.
These guys are so generic that there's no way you can pick out who's talking. I got to write down who. All right. So Hook.
No. Don't even give him the choices. Okay. I think okay. Fred's just got to come up with the name.
Okay.
Because whether it's even a real person who works here is going to be interesting. Like, because he's going to run out of names after two.
Yeah. And disclaimer, by the way, it was easier for me to find a couple of these guys on like local cable access shows than it was to get the audio from the Sports Hub. So some of them might sound a little off. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, all right. Okay. So some of these might not be actually.
Well, that's unfair
from our
because right. I'm constantly tuned into local access.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, so you want to give us the first one?
Yeah, let's go with the first
all
one.
All right, let's do it.
He was slowly deployed last year because of some schmuck named Adrian Peterson. That whole experiment went nowhere with the Saints. And, he was slow out of the gate. He was kind of weaned into the system.
Okay, Fred, I want you to go first because I don't want to give you a name.
I only remember Tucker Silva's name.
Then guess Tucker Silva.
Tucker Silva.
Hey! I wasn't going to get that right.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
I figured by saying that you were going to get it.
I wasn't going to get that right. No, I wasn't going to get it right. So right. Don't do the dinger.
Well, at least you're honest.
I wasn't going to get that right. I feel okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Here's number two of the Frosting Five.
You've got your one guy.
Thank you. I remember one more name.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, historically, yes, from my understanding. And I've watched baseball a long time, Jones. Historically, yes.
Yeah.
But it was just a rehab, which is why they put him back on the roster
so that
they could, burn somebody's option or whatever they'd have to do to mess around with the roster because it was just a rehab.
No, if there's a... Fred?
I fell asleep. Christian Arcan.
Christian Arcan.
I threw you for a loop because he was with Jonesy, so I figured maybe you wouldn't get it.
I'm not, because you have to give the name anyway. Is it Tim McCone?
No.
Fuck. I feel high on
obviously can go 5-0 in this game.
So. Yes, because you work with them.
Here, you should write down the name. You should write down.
Well, he's going to know them all.
I'm going to know them
works
all.
Them all. Okay, he works
all right,
them all.
All right. Okay.
Are you, am I giving the name here or just going?
No,
or well, because if you give the name, then they'll know that that one's not one of the
right.
Next
yeah,
ones.
So don't
okay.
give the name.
Yeah, don't give right. the name. Okay.
All right, fans making their way into Super Bowl 51. Some news on the big game breaking this morning. Falcon center Alex Mack has a fractured left fibula.
Who is this?
Christian Arcand.
Christian Arcand.
You're just going to guess Christian Arcand every time.
We're going to hit.
I nailed Tucker Silva, and I know Christian Arcand's name. Oh, Tim McComb.
Okay.
Okay, I remember that name.
What's his name?
Tim McComb?
No, it's not Tim McComb.
These are big time highlights.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, all right,
here we go.
The Frost Force
Five. Like teams are going to be pulling back and just looking to add pieces. Then, of course, the actual deadline comes around and we get a slew of deals. By Cleveland, they've clearly chosen to go in another direction, throwing out those old, spare, broken-down parts.
I got this one. Now, Fred, I want you to guess first.
Tim McComb.
Sean Silver.
Hey! Nicely done.
Nice, I got it.
Okay, what was that from? Was that from Public Access?
That was some kind of Public Access show, yes.
It's hustling.
Not a good okay. show, by the way.
All right. what's it called?
I don't even know. Okay. It's just three people
it's
talking.
It's called, hey, you want to take a nap?
Yeah, there was definitely a green screen going on.
Is this the last one?
This is the last one.
All right.
They've been able to bring in problem guys. They've been able to sort of work with guys like Corey Dillon and Randy Moss. And, you know, it hasn't always worked. There's your Albert Haynesworth yep. and, you know, other people like that. But I think one other thing that we're missing here is that, you know, we talk about the money. What's the money like? What does he want? What do they want to spend? Patriots don't spend on wide receivers.
At least he sounds different than the other guys.
Well, I think he's the one on with Adam Jones. He's the one on with Adam Jones. I've heard his voice before.
Okay, well then, I thought we've already guessed this person.
Tim McComb.
Christian Arcand. Christian Arcand,
you
right?
got it right, yeah! Rich. So there's one name that you haven't named. Because you've all at least guessed all of the names.
Oh, yeah. Okay, play the one we haven't gotten. Play the one we didn't get.
Yeah, historically, yes. From my understanding. I've watched baseball a long time, Jones. Historically, yes.
Yeah.
But it was just a rehab, which is why they put him back on the roster
so that
they could, you know.
It's a name I wouldn't have guessed, and the only reason I'm guessing it is that before this bit started, our program director tweeted something about this person. I would have not even thought of him for this bit. Is it Matt McCarthy? Okay. All right. All right. That's it.
Okay.
Tucker Silva, Matt McCarthy, Tim McCone, Sean Silver, Christian Arcand.
And you had all five?
Well, yeah, but that's no great feat. To your point, I work on the weekends, and I see all these guys on the weekend.
Well, and you do shows with them?
I have been on the air with every one of those people at some point or another, yes.
Is there anyone you prefer to anyone else?
Nick Cattles.
No, you did not like Nick Cattles.
Why don't you like Nick Cattles?
No, he's a swell guy.
Somebody tweeted him yesterday, said, Marshall Hook hates you still. And I'm like, still?
I actually only ever worked with Nick Cattles one time. I just have fun.
That's all it took.
And what happened? You know, listen,
nothing. Actually, nothing. I really have no big beef against Nick Cattles. It's just kind of fun that he's a guy that you can pick on around here. I don't think he was well-liked.
He wasn't well-liked.
I don't personally have an issue with him, but, you know, whatever.
Like
he got into it with Hardy.
We all used to pick on Adam Kaufman. He's no longer here, you know, so you got to move down the list to the next guy to pick on.
I didn't pick on Adam Kaufman. Matter of fact, Adam Kaufman was fine. When he would fill in, he was fine.
Apparently like everybody. No, I've learned.
I found it was hysterical that apparently, Sarge and Adam Kaufman, didn't like each other.
Oh,
like,
they
hated
about
each other. Right.
Yeah, it was knockdown dragouts for the weekend update. Guys.
That was a Newman situation. Like, anytime you mention, don't talk about it. Adam Kaufman, don't talk about it.
But sometimes the shows are so boring that my wife makes me turn them off. Like, if she's driving, because she'll go, she'll be like, I'm going to go to sleep.
While you're driving.
Yes. Like, if we're driving to, Rhode Island or something, she'll go, I'm going to go to sleep. Like, you have to turn this off.
You see, I've heard Arcand with... Adam Jones, and I like him with him. Like, I think that he's a good...
He's the guy who does it with Jones?
Yeah. He's kind of the new Nick Cattles, and I think Christian Arcand does a great job. I have not heard enough of Matt McCarthy, admittedly, so I don't know where I would hear him except for the weekends.
He's got the big baseball podcast, too.
Yeah, that was the tweet that I just got from Mike. You guys, he might be a member of the Frost Force 5, but he has a really good podcast.
Yeah, Mike's not a big fan of this bit.
Yeah, John Hamlet didn't make the list of guys on there.
Who?
I don't even know who that is. So.
Yeah, he does headlines on the weekend as well.
Who?
John Hamlet.
Wow.
I love John Hamlet. If you want a list of my favorite people at this station, John Hamlet's like number one on that list.
Okay. Is it because he's never here?
Yeah, listen, he's not here all the time, but he's very dry sense of humor, John Hamlet.
Why didn't Nick Cattles and Hardy get, like, what was the deal there? I don't know what happened there.
I don't remember, but they got into it.
Okay.
I never got the details.
Good. Yeah, I never got the details.
Something either. About he was going to teach Hardy how to do radio or something like that. It was a real Tangway situation.
Yeah.
I think it was a reoccurrence of what often happened between Jones and Cattles, which was the I didn't get my chance to say my opinion or something like that. Again, I think I worked a total of 2 hours with Nick Cattles in my entire life, so I really don't have any basis to know anything about
him. Are we just, like, too laid back? Like, there's, like, nobody that I hate. Like, there's really no one that, like, done anything to, like, piss me off around the station.
I used to air check Nick Cattles, which tells you my abilities in radio, considering he left.
Yeah, but he got a good gig. He got a gig back here, too, so he's, you know, they asked him to come back here.
Yeah. Yeah. He owns a restaurant down there.
Yes, he does. Yes,
sports
he does.
Bar.
Which I'm fascinated with. I don't know how he got the capital to do that. This portion of Toucher and Rich is brought to you by New Pro Home Improvements.
My best friend in the whole wide world, Nick Cattles, with your next update in 30 minutes.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom, were you able to work with Kenny at all during the
offseason?
Was I able to work
there?
Were you able to
kind of
spend some time working with him?
I wasn't here in off season.
Outside of the facility at all?
No, I wasn't here.
98.5 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985. It is true that Tom Brady wasn't here, but Tom Brady also did off-campus workouts with guys like Edelman. So, I mean, he did work with some receivers, and if I'm Kenny Britt and I hear that, I'm like, all right, a-hole, like, you know, he just cost me a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think his injury cost him a job.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, it didn't make life any easier for him.
Yeah, you would think he probably would have reached out, but so now that Kenny Britt's no longer on the depth chart, we were talking about it earlier. You've got Chris Hogan, week one, is obviously number one on your depth chart. And then where's your number two? Like, where does it drop to after that?
Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, so he's like number two. So you seem to be, at this point, somewhat desperate for wide receivers.
And by the way, there's no guarantee that Edelman is what Edelman has been. I mean, he's coming off a major injury and he's old.
Which also means that Eric Decker might make this roster.
Eric Decker has to make this.
Simply because he's healthy. There's been no connection and no chemistry whatsoever between him and Tom Brady. But just because he's a body that is not bandaged or broken, he might end up making this roster.
I mean,
okay.
Unless they go outside the organization and start signing guys, I don't really know how he would not make the
Okay,
team.
So I was looking at like receivers that would be available. What if I told you there was a receiver that last year played all 16 games, so he was healthy, had 69 receptions, 838 yards, averaging over 12 yards.
Can I guess how many touchdowns?
Reception. Six touchdowns.
Well, you didn't let me guess.
Well, it's six.
The opposite.
I was going to guess.
And only fumbled the ball once, and you could get this person for dirt cheap. Would you do it?
It depends on age.
Age
29,
is...
29, I believe.
29 years old.
Now, has he been a malcontent?
Possibly.
Is he gonna hurt the locker room culture?
A little bit. Maybe.
There's a reason he's not with a team if he was healthy and he has these kinds of statistics.
That person is Dez Bryant, whose numbers are better than he's being given credit for. When you look at just last year,
I wouldn't bring him in.
Oh, I think you got to. Now you got to.
Just
you got
look at the
nobody.
Three-year trend, though. I think that's a big part of it as well. If you just take those numbers and look at them alone, you say, okay, those are pretty good numbers. But where was he 3 years ago?
Yeah, and he's
been
slow.
In decline. Yeah, if you look
okay,
at the
now okay, he's slow. But you know what he was last year, and those are really good numbers for not paying anything for this guy. I mean, you're taking zero chance. You'll probably get him for the veteran minimum. I mean, that's he almost had 1,000 yards last year.
And you don't think
average 12 yards a catch on top of that, six touchdowns. And only one fumble. I mean, his numbers don't suck.
And
right now
you?
He's begging for a gig.
And
begging.
What does it tell you that even the Cleveland Browns didn't sign him?
Yeah, but they've got stuff with Josh Gordon going on. There's reasons why they aren't committing to him because at the same time,
well,
Dez was there.
Minimum. I mean, there's not a lot guaranteed if you could cut to the guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why not give him a chance?
Because the organization is going through a tough time.
They need bodies.
Yes,
right
but
now.
They don't need Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant is like the guys that they brought in before. First of all, it's too late. He's never going to learn the offense. He's not a route runner, and he's slow. So, I mean, do you really think he's going to pick up the offense in a week?
Listen, slow enough to almost have 1,000 yards last year. I mean, if that's the case, you know, you take a look at what he did, and he's getting, like, killed for being this guy who's not good anymore. And the numbers say otherwise, especially for the amount of money that you would end up paying for him. He would kill to be on the Patriots. God, he is begging. He's going on Instagram and he's saying that his favorite player in the NFL is Tom Brady and that he worships Bill Belichick and he thinks that he's the best. And he's essentially coming there with his hat in his hand saying, please sign me.
Well, he was also signing Cleveland Brown helmets.
Well, that was ridiculous. I mean, that was funny. That was one of the better parts of last week's Hard Knocks is that he flew in the airport. Some guy in the airport hands him a Cleveland Browns helmet. He signs the top of it.
And then the old offensive coordinator said, I made a mistake.
The guy was the best.
I listened to myself yesterday because I was so bored because I couldn't sleep. And I was laughing at myself doing the song.
That guy. Whatever, I forget what his name was.
I forgot, too.
Yeah, he's the offensive line guy.
Hey, coach. I made a mistake in my pants. Somebody put my pants coach, in the trash.
Coach Willie, that's his name, yes.
The reporting is that they're still not interested in Dez Bryant, but there is a name that they may bring back in. Jordan Matthews, who yes, they've sir. Already cut this off.
I saw that.
So they're so not interested in Dez Bryant that they would rather bring in a guy that they have already had this preseason
okay,
and cut.
Then what's wrong with him? And it's not that. And don't give me that he's slow, because if you're slow and you put up those numbers, I don't believe you.
It's clearly an attitude. It's clearly an uncoachable attitude situation.
Dude, they brought in Albert Haynesworth. Now, it didn't work, but don't think that this is supposed to be like the home for lost boys. We'll turn you into something.
Well, they brought
Bill
in Albert
Belichick's
Haynesworth,
thing.
And they cut him.
Then they cut him halfway through the season. They were like, all right, he's not good. But at least you can get this guy for the minimum.
And they
right
did
now.
It with Corey Dillon. So I think you're actually arguing against your own point. If they have shown a willingness to do that, and they're not willing to do it with this guy, doesn't it tell you that there's something even above and beyond that gives them pause?
Sure. And I want to know what it is, because right now don't give me football reasons, because it doesn't seem to be that way. Attitude reasons, I still think it's worth giving him a shot. Cut him. Get him for the veteran minimum and then cut him if he starts
there's
running.
There's no
his
way
mouth.
He's learning the offense in a week. There's just no way. I don't know if he ever will.
Are you confident with Eric Decker how much he knows the offense right now?
He knows it better than I don't think it's an issue of him knowing the offense. I think it's an issue of, well, he has said that it's hard for him to get all that through. But I think his main issue is he can't catch. Is that Eric Decker has developed a propensity to drop footballs.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt.
And it was last year he dropped a bunch of balls, and this year, so far as he can't keep the ball in his hands.
Hey there, could you please lend me a hand? It seems that I messed up my pants again. Hey, don't tell the janitor, but I put my chains under the pinch of the trash. Hey, get a lighter. Hit some kerosene. I don't want any evidence. The guys will give me good ribbon. Hey, 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 there are no sweatpants to fit. Someone please bring a tarp from outside.
Did you see a tarp?
I'll cover my body with the tarp and try to end scray. Because I can't proper, A, because I can't properly write.
You need to loof on a stick?
Yeah. Hey there, cats around, do you have a stick with a sponge?
Okay, all right, we'll stop with that.
Call that my cleaning stick.
That's an entire song about the offensive line coach of the Cleveland Browns and him not being able to wipe.
Well, sometimes I sneeze and I...
Can't say we're not tackling the big issues here.
Hey, 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 I got seasonal allergies. And sometimes when I sneeze, I tend to mess myself. Hey, 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 ignore that smell. It's not me. I already got rid of my underwear. Hey, 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 get the washer. Hey, 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 it's emergency. Hey, 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 I'm eating lunch on the can. I'll take that sloppy Joe to go today. Hey, 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 I'm hiding in the stall. Could you please put some clothes underneath the stall door? So I don't have to go out. So I don't have to go out naked. Oh, yeah.
I think we... All right.
What?
It's all done.
It's all done. Hey, 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 green apple splatters.
Green apple
Hey, 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 breakfast was delicious today. Hey, lots of bacon and some sausages. Everyone has a way of about to make a mistake. It is a buzz beater. Hey, 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 the seed's too small. Hey, 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 it's not fair. Hey, 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 not my fault that I messed the lid.
Okay, all right, stop there. Anyway, let's try to go to headlines.
Hey, what's up with toilet paper? I'd expect me to clean myself with it. Hey, 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 I can't use the urinal. Cause my belly gets in the... Cause my belly gets on the cake in it. Yeah, it's keep doobie dab bap bap. I got the fat guy underwear blues.
Oh, okay. Thought that bit had at least an hour more to it. Rich, what do we have coming up in the stats?
All right, well, we will... rank every team's path to the Super Bowl from hardest to easiest. Believe it or not, the Patriots do not have the easiest.
Oh, boy.
And one of the biggest shows on TV is set to end.
All right, here's Marshall Hook with the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Oh, Tara Reid that used to date Tom Brady. Where have you gone? You are somebody completely different now. You look different. You sure sound different. So while on the tour for her new Sharknado movie, which they're saying is the last one, I guess there's... Is this the number six? I think there's been like six of them at this point. So apparently she was doing the rounds for promoting the new Sharknado, and people started getting worried about her. Why? Because she was slurring her words and seemed to be quite a mess. This is from one of the interviews on Fox 5 New York. Let's take a listen to Tara Reid.
And winked at the camera knowing that we're in on the joke, too.
It would work.
It would take the sales, the wind out of the sales.
So the worse it is in the scenes, we have to be, like, serious.
Yeah.
Right. So we can't laugh, even though we're dying inside.
We get all the giggles
out.
Because
you know the joke. We look ridiculous. We look like...
Kind of know the joke.
Yeah, we never see a shark. Yeah. They're never there.
I mean, the sharks are coming from the sky. How do you pretend that's real?
That's a little confusing. Because we're like, is it a little shark? Is it a big shark? Is it a great white shark? Like...
She just kind of sounds like she's got, like lazy...
Yeah, it sounds like plastic surgery, like, on her lips.
Right. Like, she can't close her mouth all the way or something.
I just like
that
Steve Sanders is just like, hey, I'm up in front. Let's do some local stuff.
You know what? At least Steve Sanders, like, embraced this. He went all in on how cheesy it was and over the top, and he, like, buys in 100%. I think Tara Reid truly thinks that she's making a serious movie. Like, I think that she believes that this is made to, like, legitimately be, like, a shocking film, like, almost like a well-made horror film.
Well, she's still pining for Carson Daly, who she was once engaged to.
She was engaged to Carson Daly? Yeah. I know that Jennifer Love Hewitt was at one point.
Yeah. The best thing about American Pie 2 is when the horny kid decides not to have sex with Shannon Elizabeth.
That was number one, I think.
No, it's number two.
Oh, okay.
No, in number one, like, he can't follow through with it because of his own deficiencies.
That's right. Okay.
And the second one, he's got her, like, naked in his room, and he's like, you know what? I love the normal-looking redhead.
Oh, the one who was the on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one where people that, like, won't even let themselves have the esteem to have a fantasy about a better-looking woman. I mean, she's plenty attractive, and she's a fairly... No, Marshall, it's not.
Okay.
Is she attractive? Of course.
Yes,
is
of
she
course.
Someone that you would date? I mean, of course. But if you're allowing yourself a fantasy, wouldn't you go higher than someone whose main appeal is they seem attainable?
Is that the main thing about her? Is that she looks like someone you could just kind of not have to try too hard?
No. It looks like someone that, like, your friend could be dating.
Sure. Okay.
Like, why wouldn't you
That's
go?
Fair.
Like, why wouldn't you go to, like, some, like incredibly gorgeous woman if you're going to fantasize?
I don't know.
Back then, why would you fantasize about anyone besides Shannon Elizabeth in that film?
Because it was about true love. Fred, all right?
Yeah,
it was about
Fred.
More than just a one-night stand, you and your shallow
that
opinions.
Girl from Bandcamp certainly had her own sexual adventures.
Well, the Big Bang Theory is going to end with season 12.
Oh,
so for everyone who loves the Big Bang Theory, it is over with. Boom! Done!
There's still so much story to tell. Will we still get young Sheldon?
I'm sure young Sheldon will live on forever.
You know who's going to have a really big movie career after that? Is the kid that plays the weird one.
Old Sheldon?
Oh, the guy who's... I forgot what the actor's name
Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons doesn't need to do anything.
Nope.
That guy can buy an island and just like...
Oh, yeah.
He does voiceover work in animated films, which is a nice paycheck for a lot of work.
He did the Inside Out. I'm not
positive.
He
was at Home.
And Home, yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm not positive just how much money you make doing voiceovers, but I will tell you this, is that, of course, he's money beyond my wildest dreams. But if he wants to be a working actor, and this isn't even an insult, but he's going to be so identified with that character that he's not going to be able to get anything.
Yeah.
It's Eric McCormick from Will and Grace. I mean, every time I see him, I'm like...
All those times you see him?
Yeah.
Not on the Hallmark Channel?
Like, every time Eric McCormick's on TV, it's like, I can't.
It's Will!
This has got no believability.
And that show's like a number one show. I've literally never watched a single episode.
I didn't mind
it. I've watched lots of bad TV. I've just never, ever watched that.
I didn't, like, watch it at night, but when it went into syndication, I watched it, and I didn't think it was bad. But, I mean, there's only so much.
It's no New Girl. I mean, it's not that.
New Girl. Now, you're telling me you don't like New Girl?
No, I love New Girl.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I think its final season was a little weak, but
yes.
Beyond that, it was a great show.
They didn't seem overly invested in it.
No.
Deschanel and didn't seem overly... Jake Johnson seem overly
Nick,
into it.
It's because they stopped getting emails from Prince telling him how good they were. Prince was a big fan of the New Girl show.
Prince was on New Girl, and it actually was very funny on New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's real.
Yeah.
Making pancakes and ping pong are actual things that he does.
We played on his ping pong table. We went to the Super Bowl. We went to Paisley Park, and you go into one of his recording studios, and he has a ping pong table set up where they let people play it. And to be quite honest, that was actually kind of cool.
I think it was the highlight of the thing.
It might have been the whole thing, except for the woman who knew nothing about Prince, who was giving the tour. It's like, oh, yeah, this guitar right here looks like a heart. That's pretty sweet.
So I go, there's an album called Love Sexy where he's having sex with Kim Basinger during it.
Okay.
Okay, it's fact.
All right.
She's on the cover of the album. So I said, is this where they did, it might not be called Love Sexy, but it's something love. So I said, is this where he recorded this album? And she goes, oh no, he didn't make an album called with that. I'm like, I have it.
I actually own it.
Like, yeah. I don't know if it was like a major release, but you are the expert on Prince.
I went there.
Scandalous Sex Suite is what the album is. And I'm like, and she was like, sex? Oh, no. Prince didn't do none of that.
I didn't realize Marge Gunderson was going to be giving us the tour. Like, we're walking around, and he's got all of these, like, records on the wall, and one of them was The Fine Young Cannibals. And
Hollywood Affair, I believe, was the name of the album.
Hollywood Affair?
According to...
Where he had sex with...
Hollywood Affair, album by Kim Basinger and Prince. And here's a picture of her up in the front, and he sitting in a chair in the back.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there was an album called The Scandalous Sex Suite.
All right.
Maybe that's a song that was on the album, possibly.
Okay.
But
maybe it was just one of those things that was like a B-side or something.
That was the best. There are all these things, and I saw this Fine Young Cannibals one. I'm like, hey, what did Prince do on that album? And she goes, oh, I'm sure he did something. I said, was he like the producer? It's like, oh, Prince does a lot of things. He does. He's a man of many talents. Yep, I'm sure he did something.
And then she goes, I don't want you to get a lot of people get emotional here, so you might want to not want to see this.
That was the best.
And there's a wall that is no lower than 20 feet, and on top of it there's a box, and she's like, those are Prince's ashes.
I'll give you a moment to collect yourself.
She did say that, and you're like, Fred and I are looking at each box other. 20 feet in the air.
It's me, Fred Wallach, and like these two hillbillies. Like, it's like these two weird like farmer dudes. I don't know why they were taking the tour, but it's like five grown men, and she's like, I'll give you a moment to yourself to take box. It all in, because really it can be tough.
Looking at that box from someone I didn't know.
Yeah, well, by the way, they're still going through with it. Apparently. Top Gun Part 2, Maverick.
I'm looking forward to this one.
And they have just cast two new actors, which makes you think that maybe it's not going to suck. John Hamm has been cast in the movie, as well as Ed Harris. Now, they don't say whether they're going to be like the son of Jester or anything like that, or any of the other characters, or Tom Skerritt's cousin. But either way, they have been cast in the new film, which has Miles Teller playing Goose's son, and he's got to learn how to adapt to Maverick's wild ways, as played by Tom Cruise.
Yes, Maverick.
Val Kilmer's back in it as well.
And if there's still fighter pilots, that's real a list to the ick, because they often let people pushing 60 fly those things around.
I mean, if you're Maverick... If you look 30.
Now, instead of just taking chances, he's making mistakes.
Yep, pretty much. Like smacking into buildings.
And just lands right
it's just like a wing like clips the tower. Oops.
He's like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
My glasses fell off. Where am I going?
And finally, Papa John's isn't going to top. John Schnatter's not taking it anymore. He started something called SavePapaJohns.com.
Oh, okay. I'm going to it now.
And it says, it's got a picture of him crossing his arms. You know that they kicked him out as the CEO because he apparently said the N-word during a conference call. And he wrote, I build Papa John's from the ground up and remain its largest shareholder. I love my company, its employees, franchisees, and customers. The board wants to silence me, so this is my website, my way to talk to you. As I said in a recent letter, I miss you all very much. More than words can express, Papa John's is my life work, and we will all get through this together somehow, some way. I can only imagine how difficult this entire situation is on you, and I'm very sorry you have to go through all this. Know that in every minute of every day, you're all in my thoughts and prayers. Including this website are links to recent press releases, news articles, public filings. We're going to get the truth out there. What a ego this guy has.
Well, if you're a delivery driver, I mean, you're just like, where's John?
Ah, gripes. You're on your knees like the end of Shawshank Redemption. Why would they bring him back?
I'm sitting here making pizzas for who?